Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to preview what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, I've got some huge news. Gulf Breeze High School's beach volleyball team, after only being around for 2 years, won state, and they're also ranked number one in the United States.
It's
amazing. We are so
proud
of this accomplishment. This team is wonderful, and they're mostly young, so they could go on to even greater things. I don't know how you could top that, really, though. So we're looking forward to having another just a dynasty here at Gulf Breeze High School with the beach volleyball tournament team.
And this is first year, second year? How many years has that team been playing?
Only two.
2 years, okay.
Only two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the courts out, and they play over at the community center, right? On the sand courts out behind the community center.
Yes, they do.
Outstanding!
And it's just wonderful. What dedication these girls had. They went over to Tallahassee and played during that huge storm, tornadoes.
Yeah.
The power was out. It was crazy, but they came out victorious.
There was actually a really nice note. I'm trying to find it here. It was sent to me. The head of the FHSAA, I think, is who it sent it. Praising the girls' volleyball team for their outstanding behavior during the storm and the delays and all the problems that they had in Tallahassee. So, no, it's not just a credit to the girls in their athletic performance on the field, but also or on the court, but also off the field and the way they comported themselves. It's just fantastic.
That's what really counts.
Yeah,
really
it's
counts.
Great.
Yes.
The hospital intersection, that light's going to get a little bit of a change for what? A dedicated turn lane, I think. Is that right?
No, it's not going to get a dedicated turn lane. It's going to get a dedicated left arrow. And, of course, that's private property.
Okay.
And across the street from that is the Live Oak Shopping Center, which is also private property. But they're both very, very busy intersections, and it's dangerous, especially because you have a lot of people walking, crossing the highway there, and you think someone's going to turn, and they don't. It's you know, you're kind of playing a Frogger a little bit when you're in that situation. So what they are going to do, the city has decided to put in a new traffic signal that will show a dedicated left turn signal, and that should alleviate the majority of the problem.
Okay. And sorry, I had misunderstood that. Thank you for clarifying. Also, we've got somebody in Gulf Breeze that's very, very – is it lucky or unlucky? It's kind of both, right?
Well, I would say he's pretty lucky because he's surviving. Al Glinicki, a lot of people know him as the man who ties all the cherry stems with his tongue. He's kind of famous for that. He's also been involved with helping the wrestling team at Gulf Breeze High School. Anyway, he got struck by lightning when during the storm the other day. He was going out to his driveway to pick up some papers out of his car, and all of a sudden he just saw a flash, and he was on the ground. His neighbor across the street, who was a realtor, Claire Montgomery, ran out and helped him, stayed with him throughout the ordeal. And the thing is that he has already been struck before.
What?
Twice.
What?
So,
stop
yeah,
it.
This is I know. It's really hard to believe it. But, yes, he had went in the early 80s, he was struck by lightning on Barrancas Beach. And he said that the lightning hit him on top of the head, and it left a burn mark the size of a nickel. And then a couple of weeks after he was released from the hospital, he went to the same beach for lifeguard duty, and lightning struck him again through the phone he was holding.
Good Lord.
So, yes.
And,
this
and
man
what's his name?
Attractive in some way to lightning, yes.
What's his name again?
Al Glinicki.
No, I have a new name for him. I know his new name.
What's that?
No. No. Okay. All right.
Okay, whatever.
Back to our conversation. you're the one who said there was a flash of lightning. You've got the Moon Tree Project. What's this all about?
So a long time ago, back in the Apollo days, some seeds were brought to the moon and then brought back and planted, and those trees actually grew and are alive. There are some there was also some seeds taken aboard the Artemis 1 mission in 2022, and those seedlings were brought back, and they have now planted them at West Navarre Intermediate School.
Oh, cool.
So they have a moon tree also, so they're going to wait and see how that grows, so that's exciting.
You also have... I'm sorry, what?
Yes, that's the Live Oak Contest. We have the winners of the Live Oak Contest at the Historical Society did earlier this year, that they were looking for the largest live oak tree in 32561 and 32563, and also the people who had the most live oak trees. And we have all those results in this issue as well.
As well as the tax deed listings are again there, and a story about a bunch of homes getting converted over to sewer. Is that right?
900 homes are slated to be converted to sewer. That is huge, and this is something the city has worked on. We have reported on septic to sewer so long, but this is exciting. And let me tell you exactly where that is, because I need to clarify, because there's so many projects right now that are underway. And let's see, where did I? It's in the paper somewhere.
That's why you get the paper, so you have the map. It's easy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Florida Avenue and Montrose Boulevard. So that's in that area. There's also one Fairpoint septic to sewer as well, and all the information. And there's actually a map in the paper.
Very good. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, who always puts up with my shenanigans on a regular basis. I appreciate the time. Appreciate the information. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew. I hope to see you in the breeze.
Absolutely. And you know what we always say? Is it funnier the second time?